The Christological application of 6:10 through 20. As believers are exhorted to put on the full spiritual armor of God, all of this can equally be applied then to Jesus Christ, who is fully God and equal with the Father, as we have seen throughout Paul's writings. Paul will speak of, and for example, in Titus chapter 2, of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, so that Jesus Christ is the great God and our Savior and shares as the second person of the Trinity equally with the Father in all of his attributes. So we're to put on Jesus Christ in the sense that we're to live a life of truth because he is the truth, and have our loins, our waist, girded about with that as protection in the way that we stand and against the wiles of Satan and his attack. And we're to have on the breastplate of righteousness to protect our heart and its emotions, following Jesus as the one who taught us in the Sermon on the Mount what the righteousness of God looks like as we have a relationship with him. We're to have our feet bound, as it were, in the preparation of the good news of peace that he accomplished by preaching peace to those that were distant and peace to those that were near, and bringing Jew and Gentile together, and peace to our life and our soul because of what he accomplished. That good news, again, pointing to him in the shalom, or the peace and the wholeness that he brings. And we're to understand that the shield of faith points to that faith that we have rooted in Christ and all that that gives us in terms of spiritual protection. Nothing can ever sever us from that love relationship by which we'll be able to quench all the fiery darts that Satan and the demonic world attacks believers with. And then Christ is that great salvation that we find in his finished work that covers our mind against the attack of the evil one. And he then is that spoken word that we are able to share with others, that becomes that sword of the Spirit, which the Spirit uses to bring others into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. And so when we think of all of the spiritual equipment that we're to put on, in essence, it's living the truth in love, as Paul had said in Ephesians 4, with Jesus Christ being the one that is clothing us with his great equipment and presence in our life to help against the wiles and spiritual attacks of the demons and Satan against the soul of a believer in Christ.